Here's the department's curator, Marion Ainsworth, and conservator Michael Gallagher discussing the unusual painting medium of this work.
Let's take a seat for a minute while we talk about the large painting here in the First Netherlandish Gallery, the Joost van Gent, Adoration of the Magi. It's another one of these rare examples of tuchlijn painting, or painting on very fine weave canvas or linen, not an oil painting, but in distemper.
Glue and pigment.
Glue and pigment. This one, unfortunately, was varnished at a certain point in its life, even though it should not have been.
Yeah, no, these pictures should never... It changes them completely, because they're meant to have a matte, high-key surface. Putting the varnish on, it's quite a hard thing to reverse. But I always think those paintings, they must have been varnished... A, from ignorance, that people not recognizing that the original finish was never intended to be saturated, and B, from maybe an attempt to make them look more like oil paintings that would have perhaps been in vogue when the varnishing took place. You can see immediately, if you look at the red drapery of the kneeling figure, the sort of patchiness there, as opposed to, say, the lower part of the Virgin's white drapery, where you get this fantastic graphic depiction of folds, a luminosity, a real variation between light and dark tones. It's not to criticize the picture. It may be all too easy to walk past this picture because it looks a little dull. It lacks a certain degree of depth now. And yet if you pause, you start to pick up that it's a picture of extraordinary quality. So the head of the kneeling figure coming up the steps, the
all
white...
the heads, really.
Oh, yes,
so
it's true, it's true.
Marvelously characterized and individualized, that it adds a real sense of personality to this drama. With the elegance of this one king who's so attenuated, you know, these very long
legs.
Amazing, almost posing like a fashion model.
Mm-hmm. What is probably the most compromised is, in a sense, the earth tones.
The background.
Missing. The floor, for example, would have moved beautifully in space, whereas now, if you say look at the steps, they look like almost flat bands. They don't actually articulate as verticals and horizontals. That is not a weakness of the artist. That is a change that has occurred within the painting.